Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about jobs, working alone, and for how long. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, I am working alone and I know that you have been saying that this is really bad. For how long should I stay with a given company working alone before I start damaging my career? And the short answer is usually you're already doing it more or less. It's not so much that you are damaging your career, you're simply not gaining as much as you could be doing. Let me explain. So this is a very complicated question. Like, the full question was something along the lines that this person had been watching one of my videos, and as you know, I've been saying that the one most important thing that a software developer, especially as a junior, that the thing that can happen to you is that you're working as part of a team. There's nothing you could possibly do that is more important than working as part of a group of other developers with more senior experiences. Working alone is the most surefire way for you to cripple your future career. Simply because in the beginning, you have a lot of questions. Your learning is going to be slowed down because you can't get answers to those questions. You can't get any guidance. You can't get any tips on how to do things or tools to look into or stuff to read up on. You have so much to lose from working alone. But as this person was describing, he has been working now for a few months as a solo developer, remote solo developer, as I understood it. And that is, very funnily, the worst case scenario that I can possibly imagine. Apart from not having a job, of course, I mean, it's better than that, but this is like the worst situation that you can be in as a junior developer. So the core question is basically, how long can he stay here? Because he was saying that he has noticed that the other job interviews that he's gone to, the IT companies that he wants to work for, most actually ask whether or not you are part of a team or not. And there is a bit of a, well, the best jobs usually require you to have been working as part of a team. And this is absolutely true. The reason why I've been saying this to you guys is because the real IT companies, the companies who actually have the sort of projects where you get to work at a bit of scale, they work in teams. They always work in teams, guys. It's not scalable to have one person build a system. The only companies that have one person or maybe two people at most working on one given project are small-time little consultancies. That's what they have. And the reason why they have that is not because they don't want bigger projects, it's because they don't, like, they take on, either because it's a revenue stream, like they're taking on a small-sized project and giving it to one specific developer just because, hey, this customer is paying for it. But the money is not in these projects. The money is in the large-scale, massive corporation projects. That's the accounts that these consultancies wants to land. That's where all the money's coming from. Well, at least the big money. So if you're working in this fashion, it's a really, really bad thing for your career if your ambition is to go as far as possible or to be as good as you can possibly be. But the root question here is, okay, how long can you do this before it damages your career? And I think that he also actually asked, how long have I been doing it? And I can tell you that I have done this myself. I did it for about 9 months, and I will explain why that specific number is sort of important. So in general, and this is pretty much what I wrote back to this person, you have a sweet spot for job hopping. What do I mean by that? It's very simple. If you quit a job too quickly and you put that job on your CV, you are going to get questions regarding that employment when you go to the next job. So if you, let's say for the sake of argument, that you quit after 3 months. Well, 3 months on paper is a very short amount of time. It's almost not, it's borderline not worth, it's worth putting on the CV, but it's borderline not valuable to you unless you need to have a really good explanation why you didn't stay for longer. And sure, if you have a fairly large, like an extensive CV with a lot of previous longer employments, you can explain that away. But if you're a junior developer with 3 months of experience, the first question they're going to ask is, why did you leave that quickly? Because their suspicion will be something along the lines that you either are incompetent, like that's what they're looking for. They're looking for indicators that you've got fired or you're incompetent, or there was some problem, or you're flaky and not loyal, stuff like that. They're looking for red flags, because that time period is a red flag. Usually, anything under 6 months to a year, at least, is a little bit of a red flag. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because that is, in most employers' head, the sort of time period that would be required at the minimum for a person to be considered settled in. That basically means, and this is something that may be news to you, but usually when you start at a company, you have an onboarding period. And an onboarding period is just, it can differ from company to company and from person to person, but usually nobody expects you to be up and running and be super productive or working as best as you can within the first few months. In general, for a junior, it can be even longer. But anywho, that's the idea. So if you have been in the company for at least, let's say it a year, then the employer will feel fairly certain that, well, at least they probably didn't get fired for incompetency, because then it would have, if it was a really bad person, if you were a big problem, right, you probably would have gotten fired earlier or something like that. So that's a soft requirement that you should stay at the company for at least half a year, like 6 months, a year, something like that. If you don't want things to look kind of weird on your CV, even 6 months for some employers will be a problem. This is very subjective, guys, so I'm not saying that it has this. I mean, it can be 3 months as well. It's just that you should be aware of that it will raise questions with certain employers. The average rate a developer jumps from job to job is 2 to 4 years statistically. So no developer in general stays at a job for more than 2 to 4 years. And I mean, there are many, many people who do this, but that's just in the global average as claimed by Stack Overflow. Anywho, so for you, I would say that you can, and I would suggest that if at all possible, you should switch jobs as early as possible if you have an opportunity to work with the team. Ideally, you should stay for at least around 6 months at least, because that's usually the time period that will be beneficial to you. Because if you're there for 6 months, then you can always kind of explain away that if somebody asks, you can always say that, well, after 6 months of working there, I started to feel that I wanted to do more serious development, and be honest about that. Just say that you were really enjoying your time there, you know, be transparent and say that it was a good job, but I just felt that I was working alone, and for me it was very important to get to be challenged and to be able to work with coworkers and actually get to work in the fashion that is more common within the industry, because I wanted to have peers, basically. So what I want you to take away from this is that if you're working alone like this individual, it is vital for you, if it at all possible, to get a work situation where you have coworkers. Do this for yourself. It is hands down the most important thing that you can possibly do for your career as a junior developer. Nothing is more important. I don't care how much time you spend on your own studying at home, or even if you breathe binary, nothing is going to beat this. It is more important than anything else. And if you are in a situation where you need to work alone, and in this case you actually work alone remotely, which is even worse, you should consider staying around for at least around 6 months to a year. That's around the time that it will give you strength to your CV, and it won't raise all that many unnecessary questions. Because if you're, as I was saying, jumping jobs too quickly, then you should either not put it on your CV, or you should have a very good explanation as to why you actually jumped ship that quickly, because most likely you're going to get a question regarding it. Have a great day.